Well, here's that story that the last hour caller was asking about. Japanese scientists are to explore the center of the Earth using a giant drill ship launched next month. The researchers aim to be the first to punch a hole through the rocky crust that covers our planet and to reach the mantle below. The team wants to retrieve samples from the mantle 6 miles down to learn more about what triggers undersea earthquakes, such as the one, of course, that created the tsunami on December 26th. They hope to study the deep rocks and mud for records of past climate change and to see if the deepest regions of Earth could harbor life. They're going to do this sometime next year as they make these preparations. Wouldn't it be something if they'd go down 6 miles and somehow pull up samples of cities and things like that? You never know. As I watch the clock, 1:11:11 here on the East West Coast. Let's go to the phones. Wildcard line, your turn. You're on the show. Hi.
Yeah, how you doing today?
Good, sir.
Good. My name is Randy. I'm from Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and I have a story for you that's maybe the most bizarre thing that has ever happened in my life.
Let's do it.
Well, I'll tell you, it's real bizarre. We actually live in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. There is a toxic waste treatment plant in Oak Ridge. It's actually the only one in this area that is like that. And I'm not saying that this is the result of that plant or whatnot, but we live on a farm for about 6 miles, 6-7 miles, I reckon, from that plant.
All right.
And we have seen a couple of our dogs that have been mutilated over the last couple of weeks.
What do you mean by mutilated, first of all?
Well, just completely destroyed. I mean, demolished. I mean, ripped apart, basically.
Like eaten away or just attacked type?
Well, they were attacked by what I'm about ready to tell you.
All right.
What we assume is what it was. As we were there one night, one of our dogs was making a ferocious, you know, he's just going crazy one night. And me and a couple of my buddies were at the house. And when we decided to go check it out, so we released the dogs, and dog ended up running to our barn. And as it was at our barn, I opened up the barn door, and my other buddy was there with me. We had our guns with us as well. We saw what I believe is to be probably a mutated possum, I think.
Whoa. Okay.
Well, it was a possum, there's no doubt. And I don't know if this is, you know, if they can get this big. I mean, I've never seen them this big.
Yeah, how big was it?
It was about the size, probably about 5 feet. About 5 feet. And it probably weighed probably anywhere from 180 to 200 pounds.
Now, when you say mutated opossum, what did it look like?
Well, no, and it was a possum. It was identical to a possum. It was gray.
Okay, and you're saying mutated because of its size.
I'm guessing. I don't know. I've never seen a possum this large.
No, either have I. You know, they're about 1 or 2 feet maybe.
Now, from what I've been told about possums, is they're very shy, timid animals. You know, you heard playing possum, you know, playing dead like possums, you know, so to speak.
Right.
You know, this was very violent, and we got in the corner, and we were kind of amazed at first, and it was covered almost kind of in a kind of a slick slime kind of deal. It was kind of coming from its mouth. We don't know if it was rabbit or what, but it was definitely a very disgusting creature.
Was it making sounds?
No, it was hissing.
Yeah.
Any possum would. You know, it was hissing very loud. And now, one thing that we noticed very, you know, very soon is that the thing stunk. I mean, the high heavens.
Yeah.
It was foul. I mean, it was one of the worst smells I've ever smelled. Well, we shot it and killed it is what happened.
Where is it?
Now, we burned the body yesterday. I mean, the thing reeked the high heavens. We burned it. But we did take some pictures of it before we burned it. And, now, I don't know. I didn't know if you could elaborate. I mean, have you ever heard of...
No, I've never heard of this.
Of animals growing beyond the normal size.
No, but it's interesting that you're near this toxic waste dump.
It's the Oak Ridge K-25 gaseous suspension. I think that's the name of it.
Now, you said you have some pictures, so how can I get some of them?
Oh, well, I don't. How do I get them to you?
Well, could you scan and send it via computer? If not,
yeah, I can do that. Let me give you on the website.
Let me give you my address right now. You got a pencil?
Yeah, yes, sir.
It's George, George.
Okay.
Coast, COAST.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2, TO. So it's going to look like you have two T's back to back, but it's Coast 2, then Coast again, AM.com.
Okay, I can get that to you probably tomorrow.
Yeah, all right, you do that, and we'll look at this. And I mean, what will these pictures show us?
The dead, we took it after we killed it, and it was the next day after we killed it.
Now, will there be a reference point to it so it will look like I could see size and things like that?
Yeah, well, you can tell it's a large animal.
Okay.
You can tell by the pictures, you know. Well, we never seen anything like this, and like I said, the smell was ungodly. That's what strikes me the most about it, was the smell.
You think this creature was what mangled your two dogs?
And there's no doubt. And actually, listen, before we actually went up to shoot it, we got close, and it was swatting that sort of thing. I actually hit my friend, and it did scratch my friend, and it went across his chest a little bit, and then he's all right. But that's when we killed it. It was after that, because it was very violent. But like I said, I've always thought that possums were very, you know, shy animals. And I actually did some research this afternoon on the internet. I Googled up some possum stuff and looked at it. And they said that usually that they only travel about 2 miles in radius, I think, of wherever they live. They don't travel far, and they're very shy animals, and they're afraid. But I don't know. I've never seen anything this big before, ever.
Has anybody reported seeing opossums like that, this big, in that area?
There have been some people that have talked about, you know, deformed animals, you know, especially fish. You know, a lot of fish with missing eyes and you know, very unhealthy in this area. But now, as a giant animal, I don't have a clue. But I know this thing was unbelievably huge, you know, and what we thought was, we thought that maybe the thing was sick or something, you know, to the point to where, like, it was, we guessed mutated, you know, but we didn't want to keep it around. The thing stunk.
I don't blame. Did you call anybody from the state, any people in there, you know, in the game department or anything like that?
No, sir. We just burned it. We burned it.
Okay. The only record we have. What about the bones? Are they around, or do they?
Now that heap is still there. Yeah. And of course, with the ash and stuff.
But
I'm guessing there's still bones in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you might want to save those.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if any of your guests have ever heard about.
Nobody's reported a mutated animal like this. But you get me the pictures, and we'll do some legwork on it.
Well, George, listen, appreciate it so much.
All right. Thank you.
I just want to know what the deal is. A big. You know, have anyone ever seen anything like this before?
I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. Get us the pictures. You've got my email address, and we'll get to work on it post-haste. Thank you. Wildcard Line, you're on the air with us. Hi there. Hello.
George.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Hi, Sam calling from Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Sam, what's going on in Buffalo?
Not much. It's getting a little cold now. It's about 81 a couple of days ago, and now it's in the 40s.
The winter time is right around the corner.
Sure is.
Get those 8-foot snowfalls again.
Yeah. Well, I've been listening for about 10 years. First time I've talked to you.
Glad you're here.
And I just wanted to give you my idiosyncrasy.
Okay.
And if I'm in a house, you know, whether it's a stranger's house or just a house that I'm in for the first time, and there's any closed doors in the house, I have to know what's behind them. I have to either ask the person that owns the house or just open it myself and find out.
So how do you do it when you're in a stranger's? Let's say you're invited to a party.
Yeah.
You still have to find out what's in there, what's in that room?
And that's happened several times.
I mean, what do they say when they see you rummaging around their house, opening up doors?
I'll usually ask them, you know, I'll just say, excuse me, can you tell me what's behind that door? And when they say why, I tell them, I don't know why, I just have to know. And if I don't know, I get real anxious.
You get freaky, yeah.
Yeah.
And then after they hear that, are they okay with that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, do you have to see it, or can they tell you about it?
No, they can tell me.
Okay.
I just have to know.
So if they say, oh, it's a bedroom set, there's a bed back there, then you're okay?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That is weird.
And also the guy that called earlier about his blinking his eyes when he's chewing.
Yeah.
I do the same thing for some reason. I'll blink my eyes real fast every time I'm washing my hands. And I never even realized
that's
that
strange.
I do it. until somebody saw me doing it at work.
Back to the room thing. How long have you been doing that?
I have no idea. Somebody just noticed it and told, you know, asked me why I do it, and this was...
So you really weren't even aware of it?
No. But now that I was told or asked why I was doing it, now I notice I can't, you know, I can't not do it.
Yeah, now it's everywhere.
Yeah.
That's so I bet this has happened since you were a kid. I wonder what causes that.
It's really strange. It's a real rapid, you know, eye blinking every time I wash my hands.
And the room thing, though.
And that's I don't know where that came from.
Man, that is something. Okay, thanks.
Thanks, George.
Boy, that is a strange one. Let's go to our next East of the Rockies line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, this is Jeremy from Ohio.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, first time I ever called, George, and I was just having an odd situation that's actually unfolding right now.
What's going on?
My mother died when I was still a baby, and my father had left before I was even born. So I never knew him, and I grew up with my aunt and uncle. And earlier this summer, my grandmother died. And while we were going through her house, we found some letters from my father to my mother. And this started a process in which I got hold of him, and we decided to take some paternity tests, some DNA tests, to prove that he was my father.
Sure.
Ran into some problems where the first two tests I took, they managed to confirm that he was my father, but there was an anomaly, and they thought the results were contaminated somehow. Well, I hadn't heard anything about it again for several months now, and earlier today, I got a call from a doctor at the Ohio State University asking me if I'd be willing to come in on Monday for some further tests because he believes he found out what the anomaly was.
What is it?
He said that I may be what's called a chimera.
A chimera?
Yes. Somebody who has two separate strands of DNA in the same body. He explained it to me as I had a twin. I was born, or my mother got pregnant as a twin, and sometime during the process, our eggs fused into one child. And I really don't know anything about this. I thought maybe you might have heard of it.
Well, I've heard of chimera for experiments, you know, when they're playing around with these animals. I think it's C-H-I-M-E-A or something like that. I can get the correct spelling, but I've never heard it in a human being before.
Well, I haven't either. I'm a truck driver, and I haven't been able to get to a computer or anything else to find out anything about this, only what he told me earlier today on the phone, and he didn't want to get into specifics until he was...
Let's give me a couple seconds here, because we've got a couple high-speed computers that are close by, and normally I don't do this while I'm on the air, but you've sparked some interest here. So let's see what we can come up with here.
No, he said there was nothing to worry about, that even if this was the fact, that this wasn't like a genetic disease or anything, but that he's heard of it happening before in humans. And he wanted me to come in on Monday.
Well, it's very rare. Now, here's the thing. Once you come in, take the test, and if he confirms it, did he say what they can do? What are they going to do?
I think he simply wants to find out. I don't think there's anything that needs to be fixed, if it's going to be a problem or not, at least not what I got from him, that this wasn't a problem. It was more just an oddity that he asked if I would be willing to come in. And
okay, here you go. Chimerism may occur naturally during pregnancy when two non-identical twins combine in the womb at a very early age of development to form a single organism. Such an organism is called a tetragametic chimera, C-H-I-M-E-R-A. It is formed from two eggs and two sperm. As the organism develops, the resulting chimera can come to possess organs that have different sets of chromosomes. For example, the chimera may have a liver composed of cells with one set of chromosomes that have a kidney composed of cells with a second set. This has occurred in humans, though it is considered extremely rare. And it can only be detected through DNA testing, which is happening to you. which itself is currently rare and it may be more common than currently believed. Now, what do they say about the up and down sides of this?
Yeah, not I got very little information about it from him other than the fact
that not detected unless the offspring has abnormalities. Do you have any skin
Not that I'm aware of.
Skin discoloring, anything strange like that?
No.
Okay.
Nothing that I know of or that I've ever been told of.
Yeah. That's interesting. Okay,
yeah,
well, I guess it's nothing that will hurt you or harm you, but you know, that's how it happened.
Yeah, I just didn't know if you'd ever heard of it or if you could give me any information on it, and I guess that helps more than the information I've already received. And
if I
find out any more about it, I could call back in.
Yeah, I'd like to hear more about that. Do you, in as much as you may have been partially formed from two different organisms, do you ever have strange dreams like you may be someone else or anything like that?
No, I never had anything like that, but I suppose I do have a problem being indecisive sometimes.
Well, I don't know
if that has anything to do with it.
That happens to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Bye.
That's what he is. As a matter of fact, I remember them working on that with some animals that they're trying to do, cloning and playing around like that. But that's the first time I've ever talked to an individual. Let's go to our idiosyncrasy hotline. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Oh, hi, George.
Welcome.
My thing is removing rooster sperm from my eggs.
Excuse me?
I'm 78 years old now. Since I was 17, when you crack an egg, making breakfast, you crack your egg, there's two white globs on that egg. That's a rooster sperm. And I take a fork and a spoon, and I dig those off before I will scramble my eggs. And I have always, I will not eat an egg unless the sperm is removed.
Okay.
So and the other thing.
There's more?
Well, I boil blood out of my meat, all steaks, anything, everything. I get ground sirloin for meatballs. I put it in a strainer and strain and run it under the faucet and get all the blood out of there. And where they tell you, sear your meat and seal in the juices. It's blood from a dead animal is what that is. It's not juices, it's blood. And I can't stand the thought of eating blood from a carcass. And I have a question I've long wanted to ask someone, and I want to ask you, George.
All right.
Why our planet has not caved in? Now, you know that each day billions on billions of barrels of oil are extracted from
well, let me explain that very quickly. What they do in most cases is they try to pump water back in there when they take out the oil. But, you know, that's a good question, you know, because you're taking something else and we're really not replacing it. That could be a reason why we have so many earthquakes these days and things like that. I think it's a very unstable planet. It won't cave in entirely because this planet is just way too big. But I think that could be one of the reasons why this planet's a little unstable. As for your idiosyncrasies, they are. We'll be back. Well, I normally don't eat eggs, but after that last caller, I definitely won't eat any. Let's go to the phones. Pick it up by going to our wildcard line. You're on the air on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
This is Jen from Idaho Falls.
Hi, Jen.
And the man who just called, I just saw a thing on Discovery Channel about that.
About the chimeras?
Yeah.
Chimeras?
Yeah. It was called I Am My Own Twin. And it was profiling a woman who she was going to welfare, and none of her children matched up with her DNA. So they thought that she was doing welfare fraud. And of course she was there when her children were born.
Sure.
And that's how they found out that she had this.
Very rare. And you know what? I think CSI may have done a program on this where somebody got arrested for a crime, but it wasn't his DNA. But it was him.
Right. Well, it's nothing to worry about according to Discovery Channel. So I hope he's listening and is not worrying anymore.
Yeah. I mean, he's okay physically.
Right. But there was another thing I wanted to tell you. summer of 88, I was 19 and was in California, and I went to work, and I came back, and my sister was at my apartment, and I'm going, why are you here? And she's telling me, she goes, don't you realize what happened? And I said, no. And I go, what are you here for? She said that my mother had called her to come find me in California. It was a week later, and I don't remember what happened.
You have no idea?
No idea. In fact, what sparked me in calling you was I had just read Whitley Strieber's book, Communion.
Yeah.
And I'm like going, okay, what happened? Now I'm interested, you know, kind of like the going under hypnosis, seeing what happened. Back then, I didn't know. I didn't want to know.
Cause, yeah, you need some regressive therapy here.
Right, you know, but I kind of want to know what happened now. You know, that now that I'm older, I could probably handle it. But I was wondering if you had anybody that had been on the show that did, like, hypnotherapy.
Dr. Bruce Goldberg. Now, you go to my website. You have a computer?
No, I don't. I'm one of those few that don't.
Well, find somebody who does.
Okay.
All right, you go to the coasttocoastam.com website. On the left-hand side, click Show Info.
Okay.
And then past guests.
Okay.
And you want Bruce Goldberg.
Wonderful.
And he does this.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, because I really want to know what happened now. You know, no matter how bad it was, I want to know what happened.
All right. And then he may recommend people in your area that could do this for you, too.
Wonderful, George. Thank you very
okay.
much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Bye.
Next up, let's go to our West of the Rockies line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George. It's Karen from Sacramento.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Okay. I know that you know all about these different things, so I thought I would call and ask you a strange question. I have been wondering lately, with all of this alien stuff and all of these things that happen to people, if do you think something is kind of odd about George Bush lately? I mean, with the decisions that he's been making and the way...
And what was this thing about, though, the White House denies it, said that he was basically told by God to invade Iraq?
Well, I never heard that one.
Yeah, that one came out yesterday.
Oh. Well, but what I have noticed sort of is kind of the way he looks, like when he goes to speeches, his eyes could look kind of like...
Well, now
you're kind of robotish or something funny.
Now you're doing the David Icke on me, where David says he's reptilian. He has reptilian eyes.
I didn't mean that far out, but I thought maybe he might be like, you know, maybe some alien has gotten in him, or maybe he had a problem when he choked on that thing and he came back as something different.
You think
remember
he's the
he choked on that popcorn or something?
You think he's the Manchurian candidate?
I don't know, but he does odd things like putting that woman up that's not even, you know, qualified, and then arguing with these people back and forth and spending all this money. Now this thing with the flu deal, he's going like...
Oh, that is bizarre.
Yeah, he's just acting really bizarre, and he looks very funny and robotic when he... walks and stuff. I don't know. Maybe
right.
You haven't noticed anything.
I tell you what, I will pay more attention when I see these closer pictures of him.
Yeah, because you know all about that kind of stuff. So maybe you might notice something.
Okay. All right. Appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you.
Next up, let's go to our first-time caller line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Better than I got through. It took me an hour.
Good.
My name's Amy. I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, the old hometown. One of my old.
Oh, yeah.
I've got two, Detroit and St. Louis.
Oh, which one do you like better?
Well, I tell you, I was born in Detroit. Love it. And I spent a lot of time in St. Louis since 79. Love that, too. You don't actually expect me to pick one, do you?
No, but that's all right.
When it comes to sports teams, I'll generally side with my Detroit teams.
Oh, that's good. Well, I'm 21 now. When this happened, I was 16. I guess you would describe it as an out-of-body experience.
Okay.
Well, this is what happened. It's one of my ex-boyfriends. I was at his apartment, and we were laying down in bed, not tired. I swear, we weren't tired at all. And I was staring at my alarm clock. And I can't exactly remember what time it was, but all of a sudden, it was like I blacked out. And when I came to... It was like, have you ever seen that movie? I think it's called Being John Malkovich.
Nope, didn't see that one.
Well, all of a sudden, a pair of eyes opened, okay? It was like I was in somebody's body.
All right.
Okay, and the eyes opened, and I could see a dresser and candles. Then on the other side, there was another dresser, but through the mirror, all you could see was enough that dresser that I could see.
Was it your room?
No, it wasn't. It was not my room. It was not my room at all. And all of a sudden, I felt like I couldn't breathe, like I was dying, okay? I couldn't breathe, and I started to freak out, and I knew that there was somebody sitting next to me, okay? I knew there was somebody there. I just knew there was somebody there.
But you didn't know who, right?
Right. Well, I couldn't breathe. I couldn't talk. I couldn't move, and I'm sitting there. I'm trying to, like, I'm freaking out now. You know, I don't know what the heck's going on, and I'm trying to scream out my boyfriend's name. I was trying to scream Josh as hard as I could. Well, finally, after I think I died with this girl, I finally screamed it out. Well, as I screamed it out, he woke up instantly and grabbed me, and I was freezing cold. And I looked over, and we turned on the lights, and I thought somebody was standing there. Well, then it disappeared. Well, the next day, at the exact same time, I was staring at the alarm clock again, and I blacked out again. But this time, I was standing at the top of a hall, staircase, and I could see myself, okay? And as I'm looking down the staircase, there, a lady just comes rushing into this house, and she's, like, extremely upset. She's crying. I can feel her emotion. I mean, I was so upset with her, and she comes to the top. She runs up to the top of the staircase, and she starts pounding on the door and trying to get into this room. She's screaming the name out, Sam, Sam, please open the door. Sam, are you in there? Sam, please open the door. And then all of a sudden, like, this little neighbor girl comes next door, and she's like, is everything okay? Is everything okay? Well, then I came out of the getting, same thing. I was cold.
I think you were remote viewing.
I don't know what it was, but it freaked me out. And ever since then, I've been thinking that, you know, I never got to see the girl, okay, because I was inside of her body. And I've always thought that this girl was blonde, that she was, like, maybe between the age of 14 and 16. And I believe that it was her stepfather that killed her. And I don't know if somebody found the murderer. Maybe I was supposed to help her.
See, but the problem is you don't know where to go.
Exactly.
See, you know, you may have indeed witnessed a murder, but who do you go to? Sounds like a remote viewing episode. And let's go back to the phones. Don't forget, right at the end of the program, Dr. Morgus, you are on the air. Hi there.
Hello, George. This is Stuart in Greenville, Tennessee.
Hello, Stuart. What brings you to us tonight?
Got a question for you.
Okay.
The person you were talking to earlier about the possum deal?
Yes, the monster five-footer.
Yeah. The pictures that he's going to email you, are you going to put those on the website?
I sure will. If we get them, they'll go up on the website.
Okay, that would be great, because a little while ago, about 3 months ago, we moved into our new house, and it has quite a bit of property with it.
Okay.
And I was, you know, going along on the fields trying to look at it all and noticed some birds circling around. I want to see what they're looking at. And it was a possum, I don't know if maybe 4 or 5 feet long. And I thought its size may have been because it had just, you know, expanded because it was deceased. But it was obvious that it had just recently died. And I don't know, maybe there could be something more to this.
So you saw a dead 4-foot possum. So
Correct. You
a 5-footer. Is not that uncommon, then?
Well, I don't know. It's in Tennessee. I didn't catch where he was from. I heard him say something about Oak Ridge. I don't know if that's about 30 minutes from where we are if he's in Tennessee. But
what did you do with this 4-foot opossum?
Well,
I mean, that's big. That's like a huge dog.
Well, I left it where it was. I wasn't exactly sure what to do with it.
No, I don't blaze it.
Shortly later that day, I saw the birds down having a feast at it. So
are the bones still out there?
No, that was about 3 months ago.
Okay, everything's gone.
I drove by and checked, and I think the birds pretty much got all of it.
Okay, all right, thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Appreciate it. Yeah, maybe something is going on out there. Let's go to our idiosyncrasy hotline. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, this is Sylvia. I'm from Boise, Idaho.
Hello, Sylvia.
Hi. I have this funny thing. If I go to a movie, I will not go into it after it's already started. I have to see it from the very, very
beginning.
Well,
you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. I don't think that's an idiosyncrasy. I think you're just smart. You know, who wants to go into a movie that's already started?
Well, you know, there's so many little nuances that you have to see from the beginning that they make a whole difference. But I won't go into it.
I like the previews, too.
Well, I do, too. And if if my date insists or something, I'll just zone out. I won't even just watch it. I'll zone out. I don't even want to see it.
I don't blame you. Anybody ever tell you you have that little Marilyn Monroe breathy sound?
Yes.
They did?
Well, not quite that way, but...
No, you do.
Well, thank you.
Do this. Whisper to me, happy birthday, Mr. President.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Yeah, very good.
I have to tell you, too, my whole life I have experienced the supernatural, so it just seems like a part of everyday life. So I don't know why everyone gets so excited about it.
Well, a lot of people it hasn't happened to, but,
and
you know...
It's
happened to me, too.
You have a dream that comes true, and there's one dream I hope never comes true.
Which one is that?
Well, I have a dream about my hometown.
Which is?
Well, I started having it as a little girl. I'm 51 now, so that's a long time to have one dream. But I see, I'm looking from a mountaintop, and I'm looking back on the city.
Where's your hometown, by the way?
Boise, Idaho.
Oh, the hometown is too. Okay, so you've.
I was born here.
You haven't left. Okay.
Well, I did, but came back and again. So, but I never knew it was Boise until one day I went to this certain vantage point in the mountains and looked back, and I see these planes going over, and there are ruins down below. And these planes are dropping bombs on parachutes. Well, when I was a little girl, I never heard of such a thing. Dropping bombs on parachutes? It's only been recently that I learned that they do that.
Yeah.
And in this dream, I'm running to the ruins, and I get there just as there's the bright flash of light, and the dream ends. And I've been having that my whole life.
Let's hope that never happens.
I hope it never, ever
All right, let's end it on an upbeat. Say good night, Mr. President.
Good night, Mr. President.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. East of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hey, this is Nick from West Palm.
Hi, Nick.
Hi. I was wondering if you knew who or what Jaguar people were.
Jaguar people, shapeshifters.
Oh, okay. Because I heard you on Sunday night, the guy called who did DMT and said he saw Jaguar people. And I was like, what is that?
All kinds of strange things going on. You don't want to see one of those.
No.
At all. What's going on down your way?
It's raining and pretty wet down here.
It's always raining.
Yeah.
This has been a rough season, hasn't it?
Yeah, it sure has, with hurricanes. And.
In spite of it all, would you ever move?
Yeah, I'm thinking of moving to California.
Are you?
Be a Coast to Coast host.
Yeah, come on out here and get ready for the earthquakes. Okay, take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Be good. Next up, first time caller line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
George.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. President.
I happen to like it better the way she did.
She sounded just like it, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Hey, listen, Padre. This is your life, pal. Because I'm calling you from, this is Jesse from Reno. And, but I grew up right down the street from your great Scott.
You got to be kidding me.
I know, I'm not kidding you. I grew up on Hayden.
Oh, my God.
And you were on Warren Avenue.
Yep. Up
and,
that way.
Across the street was Leonard's. There was an old famous Dairy Queen down there who used to go. I played Micmac when I was a kid. Do you remember hearing that?
Nope.
Well, it was Detroit Baseball League. Anyway, here's to you. You know what? I think it was you guys used to kick us kids off. You know how you go into these shopping pavilions, and nowadays they have the NRS code, no skateboards, blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, when we were kids, we used to steal your shopping carts, and we'd put one kid in the shopping cart.
And push him.
And then push the heck out of him all the way down the.
And let him go?
And let him go.
Yeah.
And at the end of your complex there, I think there used to be a Stroh's ice cream parlor.
Uh-huh.
Down at the end. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I sure do.
It's the same place, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, anyway, I grew up right down Hayden.
And the kid would always crash.
Huh?
The kid would always crash
in
the shopping
cart. Well, that's why you guys came out yelling at us. But at the time, We didn't, you know, it was not something that we cared for too much.
No, you didn't want to kill the guy. Okay, thanks.
So anyway,
hey, me a favor. Never call me and say happy birthday, Mr. President.
Well, I just heard that, and I thought, you know, that.
All right. Hey, but I got to bring in Dr. Morgus. By the way, Dr. Morgus's website, Morgus, MORGUS.com. Wonderful guy. Just those of you who are brand new listeners, he was one of my boyhood idols. I'd come rushing home from school to watch him on television in Detroit, to watch him do his zany experiments and things like that. Finally, about a year ago, we found him. He's alive and well. He's in his 70s, and he's been on the show a couple times. And he's just one heck of a great guy. He was involved in the horrible Hurricane Katrina situation in New Orleans. He's okay. He, of course, is living with friends right now. Here he is, Dr. Morgus.
Did you ever think, as a coffin goes by, that you might be the next to die? They wrap you in a long white sheet and put you under 6 feet deep. Oh, it's all right for the first few weeks, but then your coffin starts to leak. The worms crawl in, and the worms crawl out. The ants have a feast on your stout. Your body turns a grassy green, and mold starts growing on your spleen. Your flesh disintegrates like rust, and then you slowly turn to dust. Could this happen to me, you said? But brothers and sisters, let's face it, you're dead.
Only Dr. Morgus. By the way, talk about idiosyncrasies. One call that could not get on. He only wears his socks once, and then he has to throw them away. Doesn't wash them, buys them by the case. Can you believe that one? For Kiris Coburn, Dan Galante, Steve Carr, Dave Caprita, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDesur, Ian Punnett, and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. I'll see you on our next edition. Until then, have a great weekend and be safe, everyone.